start your day today, Rabbi Shmuel Halpin.
Good morning. Baruch Hashem, we're nearing Purim. Today is the first day which one is allowed to read the Megillah, Yom Yud Aleph, Uda. If one can read the Megillah and be Yotze Mitzvah Megillah, then it's definitely starting, the Kedusha of Purim is definitely starting already. Now people have Menhugim, they don't say Tachnun already. Kol Eichod Ve'Eichod Kifi Menhugoi. Some people only don't say Tachnun afterwards. Shitza and Shivsa. But we see already the Kedusha of Purim is already starting. Just wanted to say over a shtickle, a drusha from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Zeichel Tzadik Kudush Levrucha, which I had a lot of chizik from, and I'll try to say it over Be'erich Vishtait. We know that the Yom Tovim of Klal Yisrael, the Yom Tovim which we do in the whole year, aren't just one-offs. It has a system which it's a build-up. The year starts in Nisan and Pesach, and Pesach was the birth of Klal Yisrael. We came out of Mitzrayim. That was the birth of the nation who Klal Yisrael are. And then we went to Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is the chinuch. Like we have a child who till he becomes bar mitzvah, we give him chinuch, a mitzvah's chinuch, and we mechanuch him how to behave. And that's the time of Sfiras HaOmer that Klal Yisrael were growing and learning how to become Yidden, learning how to behave and how to accept the Torah mitzvahs. They were preparing themselves to become bar mitzvah. When it came Shvius, Shvius is the day that Klal Yisrael became bar mitzvah. It was a collective bar mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. What's bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah is kabulas al Torah v'mitzvahs. And that's what happened on Shvius. We got the Torah, we were makabel Torah. We said Na'aseh v'nishma. That was the bar mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. And then the year carries on. We came to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the time when Klal Yisrael are getting from being bar mitzvah to getting married. We're getting married, kevyuchah, to the Eibishter. It was a day of mechilas avoinus. Then it comes sikkus, when the Eibishter says, come around by me at home. Until the spitz of the year comes Shemini Atzeres. The Shemini Atzeres is the yichid and the chippah between Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter. And then, life carries on. When life carries on, things don't always go so well. And it came the Yimei HaChoshech. And therefore, in the middle of the Yimei HaChoshech, we had a tzura of Chanukah, we had a tzura of the Yevunim. Until the oil of Chanukah lit up for us the darkness, and it gave chizik and it gave light to Klal Yisrael to keep on going. And this all builds up until the last Yom Tov of the year is Purim. Purim is the top of the ladder. We're climbing up a ladder. We're climbing and climbing and climbing, and we come to this top of the ladder called Purim. What is Purim that it is the top of the ladder? The Yom Tov which comes after Purim is not Pesach, because Pesach is already the next year's cycle starting again. The Yom Tov which comes after Purim is Yemos HaMashiach. This is the one step before the Yemos HaMashiach, is the Yom Tov of Purim. What is Purim which it's so different, there's so many different aspects from all the other Yomim Tovim? We know there's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. What Simchas Yom Tov is when we meet. Our Yom Tov is called the Moed. Moyad Hashem. What's a Moed? The Moed is a time when somebody meets with somebody else. You have a meeting. When somebody has the schist to be able to meet with a king, somebody has the privilege, an opportunity to meet with somebody of great. When he finishes his meeting, he feels extremely elevated. He feels extremely mulei simcha. Just thinking now, this is what it says in the Megillah. Haman walked out of his meeting with Esther Malka. He came out someach v'toiv leiv. Even a Arusha like Haman came out of a meeting with Godless. He came out of a meeting with Kedisha, and he was mulei simcha. That's what Yid has when he comes out of a Yom Tov. We have simchas Yom Tov. We elevated, we have a simcha, and we feel mulei simcha. We take the simcha with us. Purim, though, is a complete different type of a simcha. Doesn't say it's a moed. We don't have this type of a simcha that because we met with the Eibishter. It's a complete different. It's a simcha of Adal Yoda. We're told to drink so much wine that we don't know what's going on. If it's a simcha that we're meant to contemplate that we've met somebody and we've become elevated, lechori we should be doing it with Kovid Rosh. We're doing it with such a Adal Yoda type of a way. Something different is going on over here. And another big difference is that we know that we say, that the Yomim Tovim aren't something which just happened in history. It's not something which once upon a time happened, and all we're doing is reading a history book. We praver a Pesach because the Yidden went out Mitzrayim. We praver a Shvius because we got the Torah. But we know that the Hashpua and all the Toitzua of each Yom Tov comes back to us every year. It's fixed. The Yom Tovim are being fixed into the calendar. It's been fixed into the Metzius. Just like spring and autumn and winter come every year, they come themselves. They don't come because last year it came, but every time we have a new winter and every time we have a new spring and we have a new summer, it's the same thing. Each Yom Tov is a new, it's a new Metzius that comes along. Therefore we say, Shachiyuni v'kimuni v'gyun lezman hazeh, we're happy we came to this time. And we say also, Shusen Nissen aviseini v'yum mehein bezman hazeh. Therefore, we know we came, we have that shpur of coming out, the minna which we had from coming out of Mitzrayim, we receive every year again the minna we came out of Mitzrayim. Shvius, we have the moridika koich, kabula satoira, which we received, we have that koichus again. Every time we get a yom tov, it replays itself. But shpirim, it brings down from the Heilige Arizal, is in a class to itself. Meaning that when it comes to Pesach, it's not just the old thing we read in the storybooks, we went out of Mitzrayim. Avada, all the privileges and all the schis and all the minna which Yidden had because they came out of Mitzrayim gets replayed back into the year. It's been put into the nature of the year. As the year goes past and the Pesach comes, it comes down again. But it still is something which happened in the historical sense. The mass of coming out of Mitzrayim happened then. The Hashpur which comes down because we went out of Mitzrayim comes back to us every year. So therefore the minna which we receive because of that comes back to us every year. Purim, says the Arizal, is in a different sense completely, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons as if the whole nest of Purim happens again every single year. Whatever simcha which happened from the Yeshia, which Klal Yisrael got saved, we were nepach, v'napichi, miyugin l'simcha, and everything got changed over, the Hatzul of the Eden, and the Gezeirah which the Eden went to be Lahashmid, Laharig, Laabed, and that Yeshia which happened afterwards, that we got saved from it all, that replays every single year. It's not just the Ashpur because there was a Purim, so therefore we're receiving now the benefits of that Purim, but it's as if the real story replays every single year. Why and how? I have no idea, but that's what he brings down from the Heilige Arizal, where Purim is different than all other years, than all other Yom Tovim. Purim is something which, if you'd ask somebody, what was the worst period which Klal Yisrael have ever had in history? And Nebuch, we know, like we say, V'hisho amdol avisayni v'luni, shloyachot bilvot, umad aleini l'chal avisayni, ala shmukhal doir v'doir, every single doir we've had Yeshuim, every single doir we've had Goyim, and we've had Yeshuim, who wanted to wipe us off the face of the earth. And it's not just then, we hear it every doir again, we hear it in our doir. Yeah, we want to wipe off the Eden, wipe away the Eden, wipe away the Eden, throw them in the sea. It sounds like we've been hearing this mantra so for centuries and centuries. Since Klal Yisrael rolled up, Amulek came right at the beginning, we're going to wipe them out. Even before Klal Yisrael rolled up, Luvan wanted to kill us all. We've had a non-stop ongoing of Goyim who want to destroy us. So if somebody had to pick out what is the worst period of history, it would be very difficult for us to choose one like that. We've had so many tsuras. Maybe somebody would think it was 70 years ago when we nearly got wiped out. It's very difficult. Explains Rav Shimshon that if any goy starts up with Klal Yisrael, he's limited to the capabilities of what a human being can do. He's limited to his resources. He's limited to the amount of rishus that he can have, the amount of capabilities he can do. But if Chas v'Shulam, or even in Shemayim, they paskin that Yidden are going to be killed, then we're a lost case. This world can do whatever they want to us. They can try and do whatever they want to us. But we know we have someone to rely on. We know we have Avinu Shebashamayim. Ein lo ni'ami le'eshun el Avinu Shebashamayim. We know he has the last word and the first word. He knows everything starts for him and stops by him. And we know that we can damn to the Eivishto, we can change everything. We know that we can change everything around. But on Purim, we had a different story completely. The Medrash brings down, as when Homa made his Gezeira, Lahashmid, Laharig, Laabid, Kol HaYehidim, Eliyahu HaNavi ran to Moris HaMachpelah and went to the Uvas. Why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping? It just came out Gezeira, they're going to kill all your kinderlach. So he said, why? He said, because Onanim is Tzidusa Shal Oysa from Nachashverish. He said, if that was the Avayim, we can't do anything about it. That's what it says in Medrash Rabbah. Avraham Yitzchak said, we can't help. So Moshe Rabbeinu ran Eliyahu HaNavi ran to Moshe Rabbeinu. Said, Raya Mehemna, how many times you moist the nefesh for Klal Yisroel? Klal Yisroel are in a terrible, terrible gezeira. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked him the same thing. He said, Unanim Sirusa Shaloisai, Fanach Shvayish. So then he went and told them, Eliyahu HaNavi, has this gezeira been gechasmet already? Has it been sealed? Is it just been written? Has it just been a ksiva? Or has it also been a chasima? And Moshe and Eliyahu HaNavi told him it's been already, has a chasima. He told him, what chasima does it have? Does it have a chasima of tit or dam? Does it have a chasima of earth? Or does it have a chasima of blood? And Eliyahu HaNavi answered Moshe Rabbeinu that it has a chasima of tit, has a chasima of earth. So Moshe Rabbeinu told to Eliyahu HaNavi is that nobody who's alive on the world who can help the Eden? Is there no tzaddik in Klal Yisroel? Told me, yeah, there is. There's Modcha tzaddik. So told me to go to Modcha tzaddik and tell him he should daven from Lamato, he should daven from Olam Hazeh, and I'll daven over here from Olam Haba, and we'll try to mivatel this gezeira. And that's when Eliyahu HaNavi says of Modcha Yoda Sakoil Ashenasad Ramam Lushna Pusik. If there's Modcha, you knew about it, says the Medrash, that Eliyahu HaNavi went to tell him exactly what's going on. What's going on over here? What was this Masa? It was a Chasima. It's been written. You can't help. The Ovis HaKadoshim can't help. We write something, and we seal something, but our Choysim is not Emes. Who are we? We're very mortal. We don't have big Koychus. Therefore, our Chasimas are not worth that much. But Chisumo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emesi. If the Eibishter gives a choysim, it's a fact. It's not a wishful thinking. It's a fact. If the Klal Yisroel was sealed to be to be killed on Yid Gimel Uda, that wasn't a gezeira which happened in Olam Hazeh. That wasn't because there was a Rush in Olam Hazeh who started up with them. If it would have just been Haman, Nebuch would have been like all the other Rushim we've had through the Doiris. With them, the Eibishter help will be able to battle the gezeira. But here we're talking about Kevyuchel, Hashem himself was the one who was on the other side of the picture. He was the one already who had signed off Klal Yisroel. When Hashem signed something off, it's done. If it was signed off with dam, with blood, with me, not only is it being signed off, but it's as if it's already happened. The dam has already happened, the blood's already been spilled. Then there would be nothing to do, because then it's already in a past tense. But since it was a choism of tit, so therefore, even though it's been sealed, and my Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chesumi was Emes, but since it hadn't happened yet, therefore Eliyahu HaNavi, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu told Eliyahu HaNavi, get Modcha HaTzadik involved, and we'll try and change, replay this whole thing, and we'll try and change it. The biggest sakuna that Klal Yisroel ever had was in the Masa of Purim. That was the biggest gezeira and the biggest sakuna Klal Yisroel ever found themselves into. And what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, Modcha HaTzadik was going to 3 days of Tanis. It wasn't 3 days of Tanis in order to do Tshiva. Tshiva only helps when there's a Gezeira which hasn't been sealed yet. It hasn't had the fix to it. And we know we have Rosh Hashanah when the Eibush is writing things down. And we know Yom Kippur is the Chasima. But before the Chasima, we try and do as much Tshiva as we can. We try and get the Gezeira written. We try and get it rewritten. We try and get everything written nicely for us for a whole year. Once we've got that seal on it, we know that's what's sealed. That's the end of it. Therefore, Tshiva doesn't help once the Chasim has happened already. Modcha HaTzadik wasn't trying to tell people, go and do Tshiva now. It was too late to start with Tshiva. It was written and sealed. He was trying to be Me'oira Rachmunas. Because even though something's been signed and it's been written off completely, but if the person is Metzliach, to be Me'oira the Rachmim of the one who signed it, then that's the only way to be able to change things. That's why Modcha HaTzadik told 3 days they should fast. Anushim, Nushim, Taf. Everyone, even the Kinderlach. The Medrash brings down all the Kinderlach were there together, and the mothers came and begged them they should go and eat something and said, we're not going to eat. They weren't on a Tanis that they knew they would survive. It was a starvation diet. It was in a way that they were there. It was a hunger strike. It was Bushit to bring out the matzah. This is what Klal Yisroel is going to look like. Look how bad, what type of a hunger we're going through. To push it be more the rachmunas of a father and a son. In his special way, he brings out a beautiful, beautiful nekida. It's a child who comes to his father and he asks him, Tati, please could you buy me a new bike? I really want a new bike. Oh, my old bike is like this, it's like that. I really want a new bike. And his father said, what, a new bike? Why should you get a new bike? There's no reason to get a new bike. It's not a Yom Tov now, it's not Afikoyman, it's not Chanukah, it's whatever it is. It's a nice, expensive bike, nothing coming in. And he's begging his father, and he's crying, and he's doing everything he can. It doesn't even come into question. A bike right now, it costs £100. £100 is way too much for a little present, which you could maybe get away with. It doesn't come into question. The same child, a few hours later, in the middle of the night, will start crying. He'll wake up with his serum. And what is? He has a stomachache. Something's wrong. And they run to him to the private doctor. And they find that he needs a surgery. He has an appendix. It's going to cost £10,000. The father doesn't blink an eyelid. From one second to the next, he'll spend the £10,000. What happened? He loves his son? Or he doesn't love his son? His son is worth £10,000 to him? Could have made him happy with £100 to buy him the bike. What happened? Why was £100 too much? But all of a sudden, £10,000 is like peanuts. And he says, "Amoridik, amoridik yisod." Every person loves his child with endless amounts of ahava. But we have that ahava covered up. On a regular day-to-day occurrence, we don't feel the love which a person has for his child so much. We live a normal life, we're busy with all our stuff, and we don't have the access to uncover this greatness and oitzrus of ahava which we have to our children. Therefore, when the child asks for a present for £100, why should he get a present right now? But when he was in a mukim sakuna, when a child goes through a danger, and then, b'shas a danger, these oitzrus ahava get uncovered. These oitzrus ahava open up, and they get unlocked. And all of a sudden, the father feels, I love my child so much. I would do anything for him. £10,000 is nothing. I would spend £100,000. Anything to make my child feel good. Anything to make sure he feels better. When a person, the bigger the danger is, the bigger and the greater is the love which a father feels for a child. The greatest danger that Klal Yisrael have ever been in since Bris HaOil until today was the Mass of Purim. And therefore the greatest love which Hashem has felt for His Yiddish Kinderlach was the Mass of Purim. Because after everything, even though he was the one who wrote the Gezeirah, he was the one who signed the Gezeirah, but that doesn't take him away of being our father. Avini Avarachmon, Hashem stays our father, He was our father, He always will be a father. A father stays a father, it doesn't matter what type of situation and what position his son places himself in. It doesn't matter if he behaved or if he didn't behave. Doesn't matter if he did something which the father was embarrassed from. Doesn't matter if he did something which the father would have really not wanted him to do. It even doesn't matter if he did something the father throws him out the house for. Which Kiviyuchel, that's what Ayvish was doing to us. He was taking us out of this world. But the bigger the sakuna, the bigger is the love which a father feels for his child. And therefore, the biggest love which Klal Yisrael have ever had from Hashem was this Mass of Purim. All of a sudden, Hashem Kiviyuchel went through time, once the Motcha Tzadik was Matzliach to be Mo'ira the Rachamim, and to bring out the Rachmuna side of Klal Yisrael. Look Hashem, what's going to happen to us. Realize it's Zaka. He went on the street and he just screamed on the street. It wasn't such a b'chin of tefillah, it was pushed screaming out of despair. That was the machloikus between Motcha and Esther. Esther said, we've got to do a shtadlis. We've got to do a shtadlis. There's a gzeirah. We've got to speak to the right people. We've got to go in the right time. I haven't been called by the Melech already for 30 days. Let's wait a little bit. He's going to call me for sure. And when he calls me, then I'll speak to him. If I go now, he'll just kill me. I don't have any chance to do anything. That didn't make any difference to Motcha Tzadik. Now is not the time to do a shtadlis. Now is not the time to go with seichel. Now is not the time to go with chochmah. Now is the time to go out of a cry of despair. Now is the time of not doing tshiva. Now is the time of just screaming to Hashem, just have rachmunas, without any cheshboinas. Not because we deserve it, not because that we're going to be better, just because you love us. And that's why Motcha Tzadik told Esther, just go. If you don't go now, Klal Yisrael will get saved. It's got nothing to do with any types of chochmas over here. You and your father, Ato Beis Avichi Veidi, but Klal Yisrael will get saved. Doesn't have any seichel to it. And that's what Esther Taka did. It was straight away after the Gezeirah. And Klal Yisrael, and it was mamash straight away, they had another whole year to be able to work out shtadlis. A whole year to be able to do something. That's why Motcha Tzadik was Vayavur. He took away Pesach. There was no Seidenacht. There was no Matzis. There was no Murr. There was nothing. Why? Because we're not on a matter now of keeping mitzvahs. Now is a matter just of crying out despair to Hashem, Hav Rachmunos in your Kindlech, save us. And this says the Heilige Arizal, this Ness, this Oitzrus Ahava, this wonderful, unique situation which Klal Yisrael had, but Masa of Purim, doesn't just get, we get the Hashpur of what happened that year. This Purim is different than all of the Yomim Tovim. It pushed, gets replayed. Every single year on Purim, we're in the matter of the Oibin and Himmel, Hashem feels that it's going to be Lahashmid, Laharug, Lahavid, somebody starting up with his children. We have a Gezeir against us that we're going to be wiped out. And that gets overturned. The love and the Ahava which comes out from this overturning isn't something which happened in the historical sense, and therefore we feel the benefits of it today. It's not an anniversary, but actually replaying itself every year. Therefore, when it comes to a matzav and simcha, and it comes to a matzav of simcha of Purim, it's got no shaychus to any other simcha of all the Yomim Tovim. All the other time we're finding ourselves, we're meeting together with Hashem, we have a seder with the Eibishter together, and we feel elevated. Purim, we're being reborn. Purim, we're being saved. Purim, that Ahava which is coming out, is a Ahava which has no comparison at all through the whole year. And if we think about it, of how the Yeshia happened so extraordinary that we realize something snapped, something kevyochel just broke through. It was lahashmid, laharig, la'abid, kol ha'yidim. I was just trying to think about it in today's language. What happened? Esther Malka invited Achashverosh and Haman. They were the two arch enemies of Klal Yisrael. And she invited them to a seder together. The Gemara says Achashverosh hated the Yidden exactly like Haman. It was a mushl of a tail and a churitz. It's a mushl, somebody who has a big pile of earth in his back garden, and the other one has a big hole in his back garden, and each one is trying to find, if anybody done any excavation works, any ground works, they know how expensive it is to dig out and to remove earth. And each one is hoping, where will I find somebody who has a hole big enough to be able to put all his earth in? And the other one's finding, where will I find so much earth to be able to fill up my hole? And one day they both meet each other, and they come together, and the Bala Tail says to Bala Churitz, wow, please, I'll pay you so much money if you take all my earth and fill up your, and take off me. And he tells me, what? I don't need a penny off you. I've been waiting and chalashing. Somebody should come already who should do me this toivah of filling up my hole. Achashverosh and Haman were the same, by the sonim of Klal Yisrael, arch enemies of Klal Yisrael. They hated them with all their guts. And what happened? They decided together, and they plotted to kill all the Eden. 3 days before the seder which Esther made. It wasn't some old thing which Achashverosh had to wake up his memory. He just planned it. He just signed it. He just wrote it. 3 days later comes his wife and says, you know, I happen to be Jewish. You happen to be Jewish? You tricked me? You know how much I hate Jews? Off with your head straight away. That would have been the natural reaction. Not only did that happen, but Achashverosh gets all worked up. And whose head does he take off his shoulders? Who does he hang up? His best friend, who finally sorted out his final solution to make the world Judenrein. And what does he do? He kills him because of his wife, who tricked him all these years. Years and years she'd be living under the same roof. You think Achashverosh didn't show his hatred of the Yidden? You think he managed to hide it? I'm very sure that he wasn't around playing anything. I'm sure it wasn't a big secret. Just to play it out in today's names, I don't know whether it's the right thing to do, but that's my angfalna machshuva. If not, it should be Purim Torah. But think about it. Hitler, you machshemoy vezichroi. And Adolf Eichmann, you machshemoy vezichroi. Plotted together to make this world lahashmid, larig, la'abed, es kol ha'yihidim. Imagine they just wrote this decree together and they're off to getting it sorted out. And all of a sudden, there's a party. Those two have a party together with Hitler's wife. And then she turns around and says, you know, I'm a Jew. You're a Jew. Can you imagine how he would have blown up? He would have gone, wouldn't have been a second, would have taken out his revolver and shot her on the spot. None of us has any suffix what he would have done. Not a single suffix. But instead, he took out his revolver and shot Eichmann. Does that make sense? But we're so used to the mass of Purim, and we're so used to it, and it just plays over in our minds. We don't realize enough the toikfanness. There's nothing natural in what happened. It was Kiviyuchel, the Hava. It was this love which Matcha Tzadik managed to open up and be more the Rachimim on Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Eibishter overlooked his Chisumoy. He overlooked his sealed fate which he had passed into to wipe out the Eden. And all of a sudden everything went. Matcha, Haman Arusha came in the morning to hang up Matcha on a boim. Hang him up. Early morning he came to Achashverosh. Hang up my enemy. He's the biggest enemy out of all the Eden. He is the grand rabbi. The one that we've been searching for, and the one that he's instigated, and he's the one we hate the most. Within a few hours, Matcha Tzadik is the richest person. Haman was one of the three richest people in the world. And Haman was the highest, second in command of the whole world, of the 127 Medinas. And within a few hours, Matcha Tzadik was second in command to the biggest, second biggest Jew hater in the whole world. And he was the one in charge of everything. He was the one who received all his wealth. Haman was busy getting some fresh air high up on the gallows. And Matcha Tzadik was running the whole of Shushan. He was running the whole empire. The whole Persian empire was being run by Matcha Tzadik. So all happened in a few hours. And the other way around, Haman was at the very highest place that a person could be. And within a few hours, he was in a literal high place. And he was gone. He was long gone. This wasn't a natural state of affairs. How did it happen? Because we didn't get involved. There was no ishtadlus. There was no human input. It was just the Eibishter Kivyuchel V'yatzmoy who did the Nes himself. Therefore, the Mitzvah Purim, we want to bring out this Nekida. We don't get involved. If you want the Eibishter to do Yeshia, let's not pretend that we're doing it. The Eibishter tells us, you want me to sort it out? Step aside, please, and we'll sort it out. If you come to a scene sometimes of an accident where it is and you've got a first aid and he's trying to do something and then all of a sudden the professionals come along. I was once at such a situation and I was first person on the scene and I was whatever. So after that all the ambulances came, they give you a pat on the back and like with a clear off. And let other people take over. If you want to try and put your input into it, it's not going to get very far. We're very limited. We're very small. But the Aibsha tells us, you want it to get sorted, clear out the way. Let me do the job. I'm capable. I'm the one who knows how to do it. I'm the one who can do it. I'm the one who has the capabilities. And I'm the one who loves you so much that I'll do the best job possible. Just get out this way, please. We've got to get to a state that we don't know. Out the way. Take your whole das. Take your whole essence. Take whoever you are. Clear out the way. Please step aside and let me do the job. That's what the Eibishter gives. That's the whole simcha of Purim, is a simcha of just letting go. Just giving back control. Let the Eibishter have it back. Let's not feel that we are the ones in charge. We're not in charge. We don't know. We can't do. And very often a person enters a situation and he thinks, it's impossible for me to be able to do this. I can finish Shas. I can daven a Shemoneh Esrei with Kavuna. I can bench with Kavuna. I cannot look where I'm not meant to be looking. A person looks at these types of challenges, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. But we learn from Purim that Eibishter tells the person, you're right, for you, it's impossible. But step aside. Give it back to me. Just hand over the reins to the one who's in charge. If you leave go and flow along, leave go and just try, do whatever you can. Leave go and don't feel that you have to be the one in charge. Don't feel that you have to be the one in control. All of a sudden, you give it back to the person who has the reins. This whole Masa and Nisim of Purim happens again to us every year. All of a sudden a person kind of 1 second, he was at the deepest places where he could be. And overnight he could become the Sheni Lemalchus. Overnight he could become a special person. Everything which was is gone. It could be a complete change. And the same thing is Venapuchi, all the Rishum that we know we have. They can disappear as quick as Haman disappeared. The Eibishter has not lost any of his koiches. We just leave go. Purim is a day of supernatural powers. It's not a Nes Gilim. It's even bigger than Nes Gilim. Kedishas Levi Shrapt, as one of the few Kedishas, he has 4 Kedishas on Purim, connected to 4 mitzvahs. And one of the Kedishas, he writes that on All the Yomim Tovim, it says in Medrash, all the Yomim Tovim are going to be butl by Moisa Mashiach. Whatever that means, I don't know what it means, I think the Rambam passes it also. But all the Yomim Tovim, Moisa Mashiach are going to be butl chitzvim pirim. Why? Why are all the Yomim Tovim going to go? So says the Kedishas Levi, that all the Yomim Tovim are to remember the Nisim Galiim that happened by Mitzias Mitzrayim. We say Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim, but every Yom Tov, we came out by Pesach Vashteitzach, Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. Shvius is what happened, that was the tachlis of coming out of Mitzrayim. Josikus was the sickest of Shabbos Bnei Yisroel, Shseitz Meiris Mitzrayim. Everything, the whole human Tovim was Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. Zeich to the Nisim Galiim that I wish to break all the Maruchas Hashmayim Vuritz. When it comes to Yemois HaMashiach, we don't need that reminder anymore. There's going to be no reasons to make Nisim Galiim. The whole Teva, the whole nature, the natural state which Klal Yisrael is going to be in then, is going to be in a matzav that you won't need to have any Nisim Galiim. Everything's going to flow naturally along to the state which we need to be in. That was Purim. Purim was something which Hashem never made open Nisim. He just made the whole Teva HaOlam should flow along to fit into the Eden's course. He made Vashti get killed. He made Achashverosh. If you look in the Bi'ah Gru on Megillah, he has phenomenal ideas and phenomenal things which happened. Achashverosh decided that he's the only ruler. Memuchan, which is Haman, is the one who gave him the powers, that he doesn't need to use a democratic cabinet. He can make all decisions on his own. And that was the cause of his own downfall at the end. How Haman built a gallows for himself. How Esther was taken to be captured to be the queen, a Yiddisha, Ashes Ish, who was a married Yiddisha lady. It was the biggest tragedy that ever happened. Imagine such a thing would happen today. But it was years later till we saw what the reason was. Klal Yisrael, Purim was a matter where the natural state of affairs fitted into the Yiddisha nation. And that's exactly what's going to be by Moisa Mashiach. Moisa Mashiach is going to be the natural state of affairs is going to be what's going to be good for Klal Yisrael. Just one more machshu. That was Rav Shimshon Pinkas's vote on Megillah. I always on Purim. Always had a very lot of chizuk of it. In Perik, it's Hashlich al Hashem Yehavcho. If anybody wants to look at it inside, he says a lot more over there. Just one more nekida machshuva, which I had on the Megillah a few years ago, and I get a chizuk from it every year. So I want to say it over. We know that the gezeira happened. Haman made a gezeira. It was 2 days before Pesach. And Haman made the gezeira lahashmid laharig laabid is kol ayyidim. And he wrote a whole edict, the decree. And harutim yutim avuhulim, they ran out. They didn't have email. They didn't have all the technology we have today. They had to physically carry this decree around to every place in the whole of the 127 civilized nations of the world. Mahoydi vaat kish. It took them a long time to get there. It says in Megillah that every place, kol mukim and mukim, every place where the decree arrived, it was sak ve'efer. The Eden started to cry. They started to do tshiva. They started to shout to the Eivishter. And the goyim started to get ready to kill all the Eden. They started to get their bayah, all the knives and weapons went on sale. It was an excitement in the world. Maybe that was the first, not crowdfunding, but crowd killing. That was what they tried to do. It was a brilliant plan. Imagine wiping out millions of people in one day. The only way to do it is by getting millions and millions and millions of soldiers. They told the whole world, get ready and everyone just kill your neighbor. Each one of you, I'm sure the Eden were a meat in every town and in every country. Yeah, just wipe them out. It'll be a quick job. We'll clear them off. And you understand the pachad which the Eden had. You walk down the street and they can hear them sharpening their knives. It was a real, real pachad. The crime which went on in Yiddish Ashtiba. The trauma which the children went through. But in reality, if we think about it, how long did it take for these shalichim to get to every place? They didn't get there overnight. It took days, weeks, maybe even months for them to arrive at the right place. How long after the gezeira was written and sealed was Haman gone? 3 days. After 3 days, after this gezeira was created, Haman, the creator of the whole final solution, was hanging. The whole gezeira had disappeared. Mordechai HaTzadik had already taken over his place. If you think about it a little bit, it sends the shivers. We were crying weeks and months over a tragedy which had never happened. Over a tragedy which wasn't there anymore. Over a gezeira which was long gone. So often, and how often does it happen that we hear something which isn't good, and we hear a gezeira which isn't good, and we hear something, oy vai, what's going to happen? And we get scared. And we have a minute that I'm actually going to help, gamzi l'toiv, it's going to be good. It's not going to be good. Maybe it's long ago already happened. Maybe it's already been good. Maybe the whole thing is just a big spiel. Maybe the whole thing is just a chizoyin. It's just a vision which Hashem gave us that we should chapa here at Shiva. Maybe the whole thing is something only that we should feel and we have to come close to the Eibishter. But the danger is long gone. It's not a fear kodem l'makkah. There is no makkah. The whole makkah is just something which we think. Something which in our minds. But something which isn't b'chlal a reality. We think, how can that be nowadays? We know everything instantly. I'm sure we all know that there's not everything we think we know instantly, but there's a lot hidden behind the scenes which you don't know. What we have in our world is just a tipum and ayam. And this we can chap a chizik, and this we can take further with us. Realize that Purim is a day we have to leave the Eibishter to run the world. Let's leave go of the reins, realize we're nobody, we're little people. And realize that Eibishter loves us on a darga which we can't even begin to feel. The tzaddikim used to say that the Eibishter loves the biggest rusha more than that anybody of us could love the biggest tzaddik. The oitzer sahava which Eibishter has to us were opened up on the day of Purim, and they get reopened every day of Purim. And therefore, whoever we are, and however we are, and whatever situation we are, sides and gashmir, sides and ruchnias, we can be completely v'napichi. We can change over in the few short hours. We can change over from being a nothing to being something great. Not just something great, but the greatest. Every single one of us has that potential. And the Eibishter help and wazan. And we'll be zoichet to be as good as tzedek meheri v'meini umay. Amen.